Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week. I know when I'm starting my garden for the new season, I can't wait until the day that plants are finally ready to go in the ground. It's all I think about. And over the years, I've had some great success, along with a fair amount of challenges. And that's okay, because that's what gardening's about, right? In fact, learning from those mistakes is what makes us all better gardeners. So here's an idea I wish I'd put into practice a long time ago. Take notes and pictures of your garden, and start doing that early in the process. I don't know about you, but I can't tell you the number of times I've had a real aha moment or tasted a special variety of tomato, and then told myself, I need to remember that for next year. Ha, that rarely happens. Or perhaps you had a perplexing problem with your squash or peppers. Fill in the blank, really, for any plant. It doesn't matter. All the conditions seem right, but you just couldn't seem to figure out what was causing the problem. Well, by taking notes and pictures, you can be your own Sherlock Holmes as you compare your notes from season to season, or you can use that recorded information to share with others who might be able to help you solve the problem. And there's no better way to repeat the successes of the past and avoid some recurring problems than to make note of them, especially when accompanied by pictures. You might even want to start a blog about your garden. What a fun and easy way to share your garden with others. Or even better, video. A couple years ago, I posted an entire series on YouTube called My $25 Organic Victory Garden. To this day, it gets lots of views, and I had a really fun way to document and share my garden online. So let me walk you through a season in my garden and tell you how I use notes and pictures to track the experience. And by the way, it's important to note that the more information you provide as you make your observations, the better the information will be as you look back on it later. Things I always list include date and weather conditions, with particular attention to moisture and humidity, since so many problems can be tracked back to excessive moisture. Here's what I do. For any plants I start from seed, I make notes on when I sowed them, how long the seeds took to germinate, did they come up easily, how many weeks until they were ready to go in the garden, and were there any problems along the way. Something else I do before any plant goes in the ground is make a drawing of my garden beds and a plan for what to plant where. This accomplishes several things. First, it keeps me from getting overzealous at the garden center. Secondly, it assures that I'm placing my plants in the appropriate parts of my garden, with the tallest and biggest plants sited so as not to shade out the smaller ones. And then I'm rotating my crops, so I'm not putting plants from the same family back in the same spot year after year. That helps ensure that my plants stay healthy from season to season. And there's no way I can keep up with what went where year after year without notes and pictures. Then there's the issue with pests and diseases. As an organic gardener, I try to create the most healthy and diverse environment possible, and I'm always trying new plant combinations for that. I love knowing which plants work best in my garden for attracting certain beneficial insects and pollinators and potentially repelling other unwanted pests. But again, making note of what works and what doesn't is the only way I know to repeat those successes. I also make notes of the dates for whatever pests find their way into my garden. That way, I can have a better idea next year on when I might expect to see them again. This is really important because being proactive in your garden is one of the easiest ways to keep pests and diseases in check. As my garden begins to grow, I make notes of the dates I planted what and then add comments about the weather conditions, namely the water or lack of it and temperature. A rain gauge and an outdoor thermometer recording minimum and maximum temperatures are a great resource to your record keeping. You can probably find them wherever you buy your Burpee Home Garden plants, in fact. They're not expensive, and I find them invaluable for keeping good records. In recent years, I've been taking more pictures than ever. With the ease of digital photography, it's so easy. I take pictures once a week, making sure I do so from the same perspective. It's really fun at the end of the year to revisit the evolution of your garden. And by the way, for about $70, you can buy a camera designed to place and leave in your garden, and it takes all the pictures for you. All you have to do is tell it how often you want those shots recorded. Then, once you're ready to review your shots, simply remove the memory card and download them into your computer. Something else I use my pictures and notes for is to track diseases that crop up. Since no 2 years are the same in any garden, being able to refer back to a similar experience when it happened in your own garden can really help in finding ways to avoid those problems in future years. Finally, as you record your season, make sure you find a system that works for you and keep it close to your garden. That may sound trivial, but trust me, it's really important. So next winter, when you can't wait to get started again, at least you can relive and plan for your next garden with notes and pictures from seasons past. But that's for later. We have an entire gardening season in front of us. So if you haven't already, get out there and get your Burpee Home Garden plants in the ground and chronicle your season in words and pictures. And just to let you know, we'll be right here with you every step of the way to help you have a great season in the garden. This is just one of 26 podcasts created to get you off to a successful start and provide helpful weekly tips throughout the entire growing season. You can subscribe to the podcast series for free in iTunes. And for more ideas and inspiration anytime, be sure to check out burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll be right back here next week for another Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week.